finally, it's about time, I think. Mike in Brighton Heights has time waits for no one, and it won't wait for me. Tom waits for everyone, though. Mrs. Edwards, good morning. We have not played the Christmas ship today. We shall do it. Even though it's after Christmas, we'll work on getting that on. Probably in about half an hour, given our schedule today. We are looking for Killing Time. Jim writes, my brother-in-law coined a word to describe the infinitesimal gap in time between trying to say something in Dutch and a Dutch person correcting your pronunciation. That is a nedersec. Thank you for playing along. Coming up, a request for music from Terry Griffith. And then we have a youth feature that Good Time Charlie. Thank you, Nick. That's the Devil May Care person, a Good Time Charlie. I never would have gotten that. We also have a youth segment from a band that was here with us a few years back. And then the Christmas ship, as requested by Mrs. Edwards. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our unique listen by phone service at
631-359-8728. Of all the money that I had, I spent it in good company. And all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, if I had money enough to spend and leisure time to sit, there is a fair maid in this town that sorely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, I owe she has my heart enthralled. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away. And all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I will gently rise and I'll softly call good night and joy be with you all.
That's Terry Griffith here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Patrick, I'm glad you requested that song. Parting Glass is its name. Thank you for being with us here at SLB. And thank you if you're helping to support the radio that you enjoy on a Saturday morning. Or perhaps you've stepped forward to support our Youth Media Center programs or our oral history programs, or maybe all of them. They do all have something in common. There is a method to our madness, and it may be obvious or maybe not. Our hope is that work we do here helps create a space where people of many different types, rural, urban, people from different communities, people of different generations, can all come together and have a comfortable spot to share ideas and to know it's available on a regular basis. Whether it be the youth that come to our Youth Media Center programs day in and day out, or only when they have a particular need, they know that the Youth Media Center is open and available to them. And while I hope you are here every week with us, it may be only sometimes that you are, but I hope that you know that we're here for you. That's really the theory behind pretty much what we do, is to be reliable and to provide a gathering space. And you help us do that. We have our annual donor drive every year to bring to your attention that individual donations are an important part of the equation for us. While we have foundations supporting our work and funding from other sources, individual donations really power what we do. The money is immediately turned in to programming, primarily for our youth programs, and it also helps show the foundations I just mentioned that there's a groundswell of support. If you'd like to make a year-end contribution, you can do so by calling us 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also go to slbradio.org/radio.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
This is the perfect time if you would like to make a contribution either at our website or by calling. Ricky and I are here, and it will be especially easy for us to take your call because our next segment is a rare pre-recorded segment. About 6 years ago, a group called Self-Seriousness joined us. Oh, by the way, I wanted to say hello to Jackson listening in Kaiser with his family. A group called Self-Seriousness joined us. They were a youth band. You'll hear more about them in this segment. Again, October 26th, 2019. Seriousness here. That's a great song. And Ethan, tell me about the song. Good morning.
Morning. That's a song that came around last May or so, and we pulled it out for the first time at a show in June. And the first lines of it come from the first two lines of it. I'm quoting a TV show called BoJack Horseman. And
I like
from the,
I like the show. I haven't seen everyone. The few I've seen, I've really liked. That's the if you don't know, that's the horse head guy.
Yeah,
basically.
And I don't know. Those were the first two lines of the song, and it just kind of came out from there. It was a weird period of the end of 10th grade. But I really liked the song. It's one of my favorites to play with us because I feel like I don't know. It's the first time that like. We kind of gelled as a group. Like Noah brought that amazing lead part, and Desmond brought this incredible drum intro. If you hear it live, he just kills it. And Caden's always bringing the best of the bass. So it was an absolutely wonderful experience writing it, and I was happy to do it.
So Ethan, actually, I think every group you've been in, Ethan, it's been a pretty equitable arrangement among your co-band members, even though. You're kind of out front. It's singing, at least in the case of that one. Were you guys out last night as well playing?
We were. We played our first show in a few months at the Mr. Roboto Project in Bloomfield. That's one of my favorite places to play, and I'm sure everyone else can agree because yeah. it's such a. I can't find the right word for
welcoming.
It.
It's actually yeah. It's a very. It's a comfortable place.
Yeah, exactly. And we just had a nice group of friends. It was a really fun show. We played with Clay Coast and Blue Shift, two other great Pittsburgh bands. Those guys are both from Alderdice. And it was really fun. I saw a bunch of old people who used to go to Kappa that I haven't seen forever. And we pulled out some new originals, two new songs. And the set went really well. I was really happy with it.
Yeah. Anywhere you're going to be playing soon?
November 23rd, I believe it is, we're playing at the Roboto again. We're also playing with Desmond and Caden's other band, Snowdonia, and we're really excited for that. That'll be a blast. And we're trying to put something together for, like, winter break or January.
Yeah, Snowdonia's a great band, too. Let's meet... why don't we meet... I'm trying to think we... can meet... No, well, let's meet the whole band. Why don't we do that? We'll just go down... And Desmond, I feel like we've known forever, but it's good to see you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's good to see you again.
Happy senior year. Do you know what you're going to do after graduation? Forgive me for sounding like every other adult in your life.
No, it's cool. For the most part, I want to do music, whether that's college or not. I just want to get my education and try to like expand, get my resume up. And then I want to work with, like, these peeps, you know what I mean? Like, this is the fam, and we just be making the greatest music that we're feeling, and I just want to continue to do that and expand as an artist.
I know your dad's here today. Any shout-outs or acknowledgments to anybody?
For sure. Shouts out to Dre Gordon, The Junction, Snowdonia, anybody who's listening, and, yeah, for real.
Excellent. Good to see you again. And let's just pass... down the line, and we'll next say hello to Caden. Hello, Caden.
Hey, how are you?
And anything new your way? You're also graduating this year?
Yeah. I mean, not like a whole lot new. I just, you know, gonna continue to keep working with Snowdonia for the most part. And I think after high school, the plan is really just to follow Desmond because...
I like it. I'd like to follow Desmond come May, too.
I'd follow Desmond to the end of the earth.
I mean, I'm not graduating or anything, but it might be nice to take a break, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Not that following you is taking a break. It's still intense, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you're both great musicians, and, you know, not everybody will agree with me, but with college being as expensive as it is, it might be nice to knock around a little bit if before deciding if you even want to pursue that, too. It's good to do that. Do you think you might want to do, like, music professionally?
Yeah.
I mean, you already are. Music professionally as an adult.
Well, that's the hope, because it's kind of like the only thing that I... really enjoy doing. Like, there's stuff that I like doing, but music's the only thing that I really enjoy doing.
Wow.
That's hopefully important. Yeah.
Any outs of shout to anybody?
Just hi Mom, hi Dad, love you guys.
And sometimes I'll ask questions that I don't know the answer to this question, but are you guys both registered to vote?
Yeah, we are.
Excellent. That means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. We talked with Ethan a moment ago. Let's just say hello to Noah, and then we'll get into another song here as self-seriousness are here. Noah, you're a junior this year, 16?
Yeah.
And those were some great guitar licks on that song. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing for about 9 years now.
It shows. Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to or hello?
You know, my mom, my dad, Idina.
And you're a junior. You're still, I think, probably thinking about what's going to happen after graduation. Any ideas?
Yeah. I think I'm probably looking into something like sound engineering or something like that.
Excellent.
Because I'm pretty interested in like technology, but also music.
We have internships here and needs for doing such things. So we'll let you know about those afterwards if they're of any interest.
All right.
Some of them even pay cash money.
Oh, wow.
And a legal tender in this country. So you can just place that down. And I'm going to turn to Ethan. Thanks. And Ethan, what's next?
We're going to do a cover of a very angry song, but we're going to do it very softly. We're gonna try our best to do it softly. Diz, you wanna kick this one off?
Thank you.
need to grow up.
That's the group Self-Seriousness. I keep wanting to say Semi-Seriousness. I like Self-Seriousness.
Thank you.
So we've put up a couple pictures so you can see everybody, and we've also linked to their Facebook page, which is the only one called Self-Seriousness. I was happy. That's always a good thing. The other day I tagged somebody that I wanted to send something, and it was totally the wrong guy. It was like some guy in Detroit who, and I felt bad. I guess that probably happens all the time. I immediately undid myself, but he's probably wondering, who is this guy? Why is he tagging me? How can people get a hold of your music, or if they go to Self-Seriousness? Is there anything digitally out there to download or stream?
Right now, we're pretty much a live group only, but if you want to keep up with that, we're on Instagram. It's just Self-Seriousness, no dash, and we're on Facebook as Self-Seriousness, I believe. And we'd like to record some music, but right now I think we're just having a blast playing live.
Excellent. Well, we'll get recordings of this to you, which you can do whatever you'd like with. I'd like to be sure we get two more songs in. I did want to give you a chance for shout outs. Everybody else got one. I'll say hi to your grandma Isabel.
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Beck.
Hi, Grandma. Berg said, and then also my mom, my dad, maybe my other grandma if she happens to be listening. You know, thank you for listening, whoever you are, whoever's listening right now.
Excellent. And what do you want to do next?
Oh, what song should we play next?
Sleepy Jean.
Yeah, let's do this. This is a new one. We played this for the first time last night, and I was really happy with how it went. You ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I'm hitting a low tonight. I'm not too sure just what to do. I'm trying to think this through. As I try to sleep, Sleepy Jean crosses the balcony. I'm trying. I'm on fire again. I'm not too sure just what to do. You don't know what you want. I'm not too sure about you. I'm on fire again. I'm not too sure just what to do. You don't know what you want. I'm not too sure. I'm on fire again. I'm not too sure just what to do. You don't know what you want. I'm not too sure about you. I'm on.
don't know what you want. I'm not too sure about you. I'm on fire again. I'm not too sure just what to do. You don't know what you want. I'm not too sure about you.
Nice.
Yeah, that was, have you done that before, Noah? Yeah. Or was that an improv? I've never seen that before.
Yeah, congrats. We do it sometimes, and I don't have a
slide. Oh, that's okay. So, pick up that mic. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, we do it sometimes, and I just didn't bring a slide today, so I just went with the phone. So.
We do that at practice sometimes.
Noah did. I was wondering why your phone was out of your case. I'm thinking, yeah. Oh, you're probably recording, and then I'm thinking, nah, you know, we're recording. He used his phone as a slide on the guitar, and it sounded really good. It's a good idea, I think. Nice. I wonder if you could use a slide as a phone. Probably not.
No.
It's interesting to think about.
Get a string and another slide, see what happens.
We're going to get one more song in as long as you guys are up for it. And
for sure.
I do want to thank everybody here. It's been fun to watch and listen to you guys grow as musicians. And I've always loved you as people and as musicians from the beginning, too. But just to see you getting into new things, Desmond Rucker, Noah Frzinski, who will always be known as the guy who uses a phone for a slide, Caden Thompson and Ethan Beck. Hope you guys will come back soon. They're known as Self-Seriousness. And what's next?
This is a song we played at our first show together. This is the first song we played at our first show together. This is, well, technically the second.
Would this be the one you played at your first show together?
Technically the second song we played, because the first one we did a jazz cover. The song is called Chaotic. Last the cajon.
Saturday Light Brigade from October 26th, 2019. There you've got the youth band known as Self Seriousness, and they sounded great. And I think if they heard their recording again, even though they're 6 years older, that they would still like the way they sounded. They've held up very well, and it's great to have heard from them. I'm glad you're here. We have a couple songs by request coming up, and then we have live music with Ronnie Weiss and Brian Persinger, some jazz coming up just after 11 o'clock, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I know a place you can shop for a hat not too hip, for a shirt with a stain, or a dress with a rip. If perfect's a thing you ain't looking for, you could buy all your clothes at the Goodwill store. They got nightlights from China, old lamps from Peru, hot plates that kinda keep humming at you, electrical razors from 1964. You'll be shocked by what you find at the Goodwill store. Is there something you want? You've been meaning to trash Liberace's recording of Jumpin' Jack Flash. A scooter, a blender, a trumpet, a shawl. All that crap from your ex, you could donate it all. And you can't take your stuff along when you're dead. But if you give from your heart and your dresser drawer, they can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store. They can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store.
There you've got the Twang Town Strangers. Or actually Paramours, the Twang Town Paramours, with a song that could be stranger. I love the line, you'll be shocked by what you find at the Goodwill store. We had a request from Mrs. Edwards for the Christmas Ship, which we will be delighted to play in just a few moments. Thank you for being along with us today. That's the next song that you'll hear, and it's a beloved SLB song.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's 6th Annual Drama Awards takes place at the Hillman Performing Arts Center in Fox Chapel on January 10th. Celebrating the creativity and teamwork of high school students from schools who produce non-musical plays for their schools and communities. More details are available at primestage.com.
I'm so glad that Jackson is here from Jamaica, Queens, in New York City, visiting his parents in Kaiser today. Karen and Ed have the seeing his mom and being along with the family. I want to thank you, too, if you have been amongst the folks who have contributed. We are now at $48,169 and 191 contributions for our year-end campaign. There's a good chance we'll hit 200 and donations. That's 9 more to go. And $50,000, that's about 1,800 more to go before the day is out. And I hope you'll consider being part of it. Certainly not to make 9 contributions. You could make 1 out of the 9. And you could choose the number of dollars out of the $1,831 left. I don't think any of this is getting to me yet after all these years of on-air donor drives. But we want to encourage you, if you enjoy what it is that SLB stands for, that you take a moment if it's within your budget and contribute. You can phone us 412-200-5975. Or you can visit our website at slbradio.org/donate. Either method gives you a secure way of making a contribution. You can also choose to send a check to SLB, P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh, 15233. We're grateful for your support of our nonprofit. We hope you'll take a moment to do so. Christmas Ship is coming up next.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
In the time of my life, that recollection often turns. The snow always fell knee-deep, the iron wood stoves burned, the ever-present distant sound of jingling sleigh bells, combined with the cadence of stock and trade into a wonderful swell. The creeping of the days never cautioned any fear. The hours spent on sleds and skates only slowly disappeared. When a special day arrived, it came but once a year. To the Clark Street Bridge we'd go, right down to the pier. Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can you see? I've been waiting for so long for this to come to be. Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can't you see? Here comes the Christmas ship with all the Christmas trees. It was the Christmas ship that brought joy to us here. Those trees were grown up in Manistique and brought on down each year. The Simmons was her name, three-masted schooner was her frame. And the winter wild waters of the lake she always overcame. the set of her captain's face and a smile within his eye electrified that Chicago dock and all its passers-by, but especially us kids with excitement that was there. We'd bring home a tree from the Christmas ship with holiday in the air. Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can you see? I've been waiting for so long for this to come to be. Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can't you see? Here comes the Christmas ship with all the Christmas trees. And one year it all changed, well as I can recall. I was in the kitchen playing by the stove as the shadows began to fall. A sun warm winter day, no clouds crossed the sky, but the air grew damp, a storm rolled in and the snow began to fly. Papa came through the door, a sullen look was in his eyes. The weather's been real rough up north, he told me with a sigh. He said the Christmas ship is lost, and then he just sat down. As evening darkened the room that night, a shadow cast o'er the town. Oh, Papa, don't look. Oh, Mama, I can't see. I've been waiting for so long, don't tell this to me. Oh, Papa, don't look. Oh, Mama, can't you see? Where is that Christmas ship with all the Christmas trees? Seasons turned in time through spring, summer, and fall. And with most things, my mind forgot that Christmas ship after all. But one early winter's day, like so many times before, I wandered the afternoon hours away, kicking down along the shore. When she came in off the lake, I can still see her now. With the scent of pine and the deep green water gently breaking off her bow, and a lady at midship waving to me there on shore. And she brought the light to the children's faces for 22 years more. Oh, Papa, come look. Oh, Mama, can you see? I've been waiting for so long for this to come to be. Oh, Mama, can't you see? Here comes the Christmas ship with all the Christmas trees.
Lee Murdoch, that was for you, Mrs. Edwards, and thanks for your patience. That song has been a real Saturday Light Brigade favorite for so many years. Lee Murdoch, who sings all sorts of songs about the Great Lakes, is known for his composition of that one. I got home last week after we finished the radio program, and there were a few songs I said I meant to play this, and I didn't. And they're ones that we always get a lot of requests for and can't always get to. And they're not necessarily songs. And what you're about to hear falls into that category. So if you missed Dragnet, well, you didn't miss it. We didn't play it last week, but we're about to play it now. Here's Stan Freberg. Thank you.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in on a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no leading prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't any Easter Bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago in a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah. I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room. Because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Yeah, pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail?
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Well, you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure, he gets them all, the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie, what's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us at the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
The Saturday Light Brigade from 1953. There's Stan Freberg and the Christmas Dragnet, and I'm glad we had a chance to play that today. Here's something a little newer.
He's got a top hat on. He's tooting on his little horn. Yeah, he's a pudgy little baby with eyes so big and blue. He wears a shiny sack. He's got a cane to match. Yeah, he's ringing in the new year. The baby got a job to do. The world is watching the clock tick tock, and soon he's gonna be here.
Baby, you.
Brady Reimer at the Saturday Light Brigade. With Baby New Year, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Ty Trosky, Ella Storm, and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLB Radio.